The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of Need to Know. Kip Kiefer on TKR. The morning after a audacious, unbelievably executed, surgically brilliant military operation that has crippled the nuclear ambitions of the most wicked regime on Earth, that has been responsible for over four decades for mayhem and murder and terrorism in the most sensitive part of the world, the Middle East. The United States reasserted itself overnight with this unbelievable 37-hour round-trip flight mission. These planes took off from the middle of the country in Missouri, 120-some-odd U.S. fighter planes, including seven of the massive B-2 bombers carrying two ordnance of 30,000 pounds each, the major bombs, the bunker busters, so-called, the mother of all bombs, these ordnance that can penetrate the deepest, most secure positions underground, and we dropped a dozen of them on the Fordo area of Iran that has been developing nuclear weapons, enriching uranium, and putting them on the verge of being the biggest terrorist state in the world with nuclear capability. Donald Trump and the United States military put a stop to that last night with this unbelievable operation. Again, no landing, no indication that it was coming. Trump had bought a couple of supposed times by declaring that it was a two-week process of assessing the situation and 72 hours executing the mission. The deception involved was amazing, with the indication that the planes had taken off from the air bases in Missouri, flying west towards Guam, when actually the entire attack force was traveling in an easterly direction over the Mediterranean, up through Europe, and entering the battle theater of the Iran airspace, where them being none the wiser, not a single Iranian plane was dispatched, not a single shot was fired to try and deter the mission, and these massive ordnance were dropped on locations, three of them, including Fordo, the biggest one, that has been enriching uranium and putting the Iranians on the verge of nuclear capability, which would have been an absolute disaster for the security of the world and created an existential crisis for many people, not only in the Mideast, but in circles around all of the Western world, including right here in the United States. These planes were, of course, refueled several times in transit, which is just an unbelievable feat of execution and planning, and it just goes to show you exactly what the capability of the American military and the American spirit is to be reemerging as the protective force that makes sure that this world is stable and safe and make sure the American people's interests are first and foremost. Now, you've already got the detracting voices coming from all the corners that you would certainly expect. The Iranians bowing up, talking tough, despite being severely degraded in the last 8 days by surgically precisioned Israeli airstrikes. And now the United States stepping up and doing what really there was no choice to do. There are people saying that this is a terrible thing that the United States has done. Donald Trump needs to be impeached. Congress did not give their authorization. This was not a declaration of war. This was a extremely necessary operation to make sure that once again, the most vile, corrupt, and terroristic government, the funder of all the mayhem and murder in the Middle East for so many years, finally had its comeuppance and was, you know, not subject to the weakness that other administrations have shown in recent periods. That this time the line was drawn in the sand, and instead of threats, action was taken. So every American today should wake up and be proud that their country can execute such an critically important, vital operation and do it flawlessly. Not a single boot was on the ground, not a single shot was fired. This was an operation that is the thing that legends are made of. So it's glorious news this morning that the capability of Iran to proceed into the territory of having nuclear capability has been completely obliterated this morning by this operation. And this is, you know, there was, I'm thinking about the movie. John Wayne did a sequel, of course, to the movie True Grit called Rooster Cogburn, where he starred with the most unlikely of heroines, Katharine Hepburn, late in her career. John Wayne also, of course, very late in his film career. They were battling a gang of roughnecks out west that were trying to acquire weapons. In this particular case, it was a Gatling gun and a bunch of nitroglycerin that John Wayne had gotten to first, and they were actually on a raft, Katharine Hepburn and him and the young man, Native American, who was the other star of the movie, and I don't remember the young man's name, but they were on that raft with the Gatling gun and the nitroglycerin, trying to float it to safety down a rapid river. And it was just a great scene of the enormity of the American outdoors in the West. But anyway, they were cornered, of course, by the bad guys, floating right into their grip. John Wayne, created this great deception. It's very, very reminiscent of this operation, where he laid down out of sight and started easing the crates of nitroglycerin into the water that would float faster down to where the enemy put the ambush was waiting on them. The bad guys were going to just blast the raft and try to retake possession of the gun. The Gatling gun actually fell off in the rapids, so they didn't even have that left, only the nitroglycerin. And Katharine Hepburn waved her arms and said, "The marshal is injured and needs medical attention. You know, please let us proceed." And they could see that the nitroglycerin was in the water, assuming that it had been shaken loose by the rapids being so rough. So they rode up confidently to start to collect that. And John Wayne rises up from his hidden position on the back of the raft and with his rifle starts blasting the crates, which of course is creating these massive explosions and literally blowing these desperados right out of the water, sending a lot of them airborne. And he's yelling the whole time, "Payback! Payback!" for all of the havoc that they had wrought. That was the thought and the image I had today of the American forces completely decimating this Iranian capability, because this is payback. all the way back to 1979 when this unbelievably unsavory, wicked, evil regime took power by seizing the American embassy in Tehran and holding our diplomats for 444 days hostage till Ronald Reagan came and projected peace through strength and said, those people will be released as I take the oath of office today or else. And they took that to mean the or else was going to be decimation of their country and their regime. And of course, those hostages were returned as Reagan was being sworn in. Now we finally got a leader back in the White House that also projects the strength of America and does not kowtow to terrorist organizations. And we are right back. And I can see Donald Trump in my vision saying, payback, payback for the bombing by Hezbollah, the Iranian-financed proxy army of terrorists of the Beirut Marine headquarters that killed 240 Marines, the over 600 American servicemen who have been murdered by this regime over the years in the Middle East. This is the payback. This is the day of reckoning for this evil regime and the Ayatollahs and this fanatical theocracy that has seized this country that was once a great ally of the United States. And because of the weak leadership of our country, with many of our executives and commanders in chiefs just coddling this awful regime and allowing them to continue to wreak their havoc on the region and the whole world, it is a glorious day for America and for the Western civilization and people that love peace and freedom. That through strength, you hear, and I've seen some ridiculous tweets about, you know, I didn't vote for war. This is not deploying troops. This is the new way of things. And that basically includes these kind of missions where there's no boots on the ground. There's no American service people put into jeopardy in terms of the operation itself. And it really was a necessary method to go ahead and check the possible nuclearization from a weapons standpoint of this evil empire that had to be taken down, and supporting our great friend and ally in that part of the country that gives us a foothold and stability to keep the peace. Also, don't forget the glorious trip taken by Donald Trump earlier this year, where he went to Saudi Arabia and Qatar and the United Arab Emirates and was received as a conquering hero. The UAE especially rolling out a purple carpet, not a red carpet. The purple carpet is reserved for royalty. So Donald Trump, through all of the efforts over his first administration and now this one, to get some of the most powerful countries economically in the world who have the ability to transform so much of what's been happening to the United States in a negative sense for a long time. This is rallying one of the most vital regions in the world and getting rid of the vile enemy to all peace-loving people in that part of the region and really creating stability. Iran is hailed as the purveyor of mayhem and chaos and murder, and now they have been put in their place by this tremendous operation that the American military has flawlessly executed. And again, props to everybody in the United States military. The amazing job by this administration, where there were no leaks that this was coming. This was done in just unbelievable fashion, and it's such an amazing accomplishment I'm waking up this morning, and I want everybody to share my pride in our country, our president of this administration, and these remarkable people in our military. You know, war is different now. This is the major transition to where, you know, we see this ridiculously bloody, endless struggle in Ukraine between the Russian forces and the Ukrainian defenders. And it is the same old kind of World War I, Civil War, Revolutionary War models of armies trying to take little pieces of turf and the back and forth give and take that is an endless exercise. That kind of war is obsolete now, because what you have is the transition to technology and the amazing things that can be accomplished with modern day tactics. War is going to be fought in secure areas in a technological fashion from now on. The whole, you know, we don't want to get into wars. This is not about coming into a country and trying to overthrow regimes and nation build. This is laying down the law of righteousness, and it's just an amazing historical transition for all of us to witness the capability of our military and our technological abilities. This operation could not have been, and this is the other reason that Trump and the Americans had to step in, because even the Israelis, who are the most sophisticated in terms of intelligence and ground deployment and knowing exactly where everything is and how they can get to it, but they did not have the capability of these 30,000-pound ornaments, not ornaments, armaments, sorry, not Christmas tree, certainly 30,000-pounders. The audaciousness and the amazing development in our country of these kind of weapons is just staggering to think about, that they can reach a site that is so deep in the ground with just pounding of 12 of these monster bombs from these airplanes that have been flying this mission all the way across the world, from the most central place in the United States, Missouri, to Tehran, is just remarkable to think about. And we don't have, of course, all of the detailed reports of everything that's transpired, but we'll have that in the coming days. And again, the Israelis on the ground are so proficient in knowing exactly what's going on. Look at some of the operations they've pulled off in recent years to completely hamper these evil proxy armies that the Iranians have been dispatching for a long time, that have been creating all kinds of problems and really creating terroristic threats to so many corners of not only the Middle East but the entire world. So I'm going to be on a leisure mission for the next couple of days. So I was going to try to get the recording in first thing on Monday morning, but I'm coming to you with this recording early Sunday because I have not really been able to sleep following overnight every detail that's come in on this particular operation and reading everything that I can find, not only from the American perspective, but the international one. And of course, you've got the voices here, everything on the opposition side, the far left, which has taken over the Democrat Party. Of course, their first reaction is, in my mind, almost treasonous, to condemn this operation and suggest that Donald Trump needs to be impeached for taking this action. It is his job as the commander-in-chief to deploy the American forces in any means necessary to protect this homeland. And going through all of the processes of getting congressional, and they're saying this is unconstitutional what he's done, it is unconstitutional for a president to declare war on another nation. It is not unconstitutional to take action when he deems it necessary. That's part of his responsibility. That's why he puts his hand on the Bible and he swears to protect and defend the United States of America. So help me God. That is exactly what Donald Trump executed overnight with the most amazing military capability that's available to anybody in the world. Nobody else, not a single other nation on earth, has this capability to pull off this operation. These planes are specialized. The Israelis, with all of their resources and all of their allied partnership with us, do not have this capability. America to support the existential ability for Israel to survive this threat needed to step up and step forward, and that's exactly what they've done. The Democrats will try and politicize everything, and again, they have no policies. They had weak administrations that not only did not do anything to check this, but did everything to bolster this regime and give them the capability to be in this position where they were on the verge of having nuclear weapons. The Obama administration, of course, reached the ridiculous nuclear deal, supposedly. That's the most absurd title, the nuclear treaty. But it was not anything that the Iranians gave up, because it was a massive amount of wealth and unfreezing of assets and actual delivery. Remember the pallets of American currency delivered to Tehran? The visual of that gigantic stack of U.S. money, close to, I don't remember what the amount was, but $1 billion or $2 billion that was shipped to the Iranians, supposedly in exchange for them de-escalating their development of nuclear weapons. But of course, there was no verification process in there. They didn't agree to inspectors coming in. It was just a bribe to, hey, guys, slow down this thing. Give us your promise. You don't take promises from the Iranians. It's really kind of the ironic twist to this, that this is supposedly some sacred religious theocracy based on doctrine from centuries and centuries ago, but they are the most incredible and the least reliant, honest people to ever seize control of a country. So I don't know what religious province, and I guess it's justified in their minds by their ancient, everybody who doesn't believe what they believe is the enemy. They're the infidels and they need to be destroyed. And that's who the Obama administration decided to trust. There's a lot of different layers to this. The Obama administration's belief that American colonialism is the evil equivalent, which, you know, the Americans have done. The American administrations previously had done a lot of things that were in the best interests of America, and we're finally back to that with the Trump administration. The best definition of America first is the questions on any policies institute. Does this make our country stronger? Does this make our country safer? And does this make our country more prosperous? And the answer to all of these questions from this operation, yes, yes, and yes. So it's a glorious day in America. This is what you needed to know. This is the word you need to spread. Think about what's been accomplished. Think about the amazing operation from a procedural standpoint and what our country has proven that it is superior in every way, morally, militarily, and in the leadership realm, that this is America first and this is America the Great. That's what you needed to know. Thank you so much for listening to the show. As always, we'll be back next week with more on Need to Know. Have a wonderful week, and God bless all of you, and God bless the United States of America.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.